Hey there, kids. It's me, Mr. Creepypasta. And I'm just going to take one quick second to tell you about today's sponsor. He just wanted a quick shout out, so I'm going to do this as quick as I can. It's otakuboom.com. It's an anime merch store. They wanted us to do an anime kind of story, so, I mean, this is pretty anime for today. They got a whole bunch of cool stuff that's anime related. They could get you from, like, t-shirts and figures and cosplays and body pillows. Make it a Merry Christmas, folks. Otakuboom.com. All right, on to tonight's story. The Alice killings remain to this day one of the strangest and unsolvable serial killings in Japan. From 1999 to 2005, a series of five killings took place. The five killings might have been completely different, if not for the calling card that the killer left at each crime scene. He would leave a playing card at each scene, in an obvious location, that had Alice written on it in the victim's blood. Very few clues were found at each crime scene, and eventually, the case went cold. What follows are details of each killing. The first victim was Sasaki Megami, a 29-year-old owner of a restaurant. Those who knew her described her as a headstrong woman with a short temper and a sharp tongue when dealing with her employees. She was known by her customs for her fine cooking and her dedication to her job. Outside of her job, Megami was very social and often went to parties. It was after one such party that she went missing. He decided to walk home from her friend's house, seeing as she was only a block from home, and she was a bit too drunk to drive. Several people offered to drive her home, but she shrugged it off. She was seen leaving the party at 1 in the morning, and this is the last time she was seen alive. The next morning, a couple walking in the woods about a mile from Megami's house saw a large amount of blood on an overgrown, unused path. Curious, they followed it. This is where they found Megami's body. She had been torn apart, her parts impaled on various tree branches. The couple called the police. It was the police that found the playing card crammed into Megami's mouth. It was a jack of spades, which had the word Alice written on it, as previously mentioned. There were no fingerprints or any DNA to be found. There was vomit on the scene, but the female of the couple admitted that it was hers. Yamane Akio. Yamane Akio was a barely known singer in a band that never played anything more than at various bars and community functions. His friends described him as a kind-hearted man who would never raise his voice off stage. After his death, his band fell apart, not having the heart to find a new singer. Akio was abducted from his apartment on February 11th, 2001. His bandmates were the last people to see him alive, as he had practiced with them earlier in the day. That night, his girlfriend came to visit him and was surprised to find the house empty. Within days, a missing person report was filed, and a search for him began. On the security footage of the apartment, a hooded figure could be seen entering through a side door and leaving with a large garbage bag that bulged strangely. The strange appearance was never accounted for, and no one saw the strange man in person. This man is widely believed to be the killer, but his face was never shown, and there appears to be some doubt. The following week, the owner of the band Yoshida's, where the band had often performed, was opening for the day, and was met with a grisly sight. Slumped at a table was Akio's body. His vocal cords had been ripped from his throat, and he had been shot in the head. His Alice card was a king of diamonds, and he was found clutching it in his hand, along with his ruined vocal cords. Kai Sakura. A teen girl, Kai Sakata had her whole life ahead of her. She was a sweet girl and well-loved by her classmates and relatives. She wanted to go to college to be a fashion designer and was a week from graduating high school when she was abducted. Sakata's family went frantic trying to find her, and the whole town was combed for the lost girl. Her body was found 2 days later, buried in a shallow grave. It didn't seem that the killer wanted her hidden. On the contrary, he had marked her grave with her Alice playing card, the Queen of Clubs. It had been taped to a stick and stuck on top of the grave. Sakura's body had been horribly mutilated. Her eyes had been carved from her body, her skin was flayed, and her mouth had been carved open. A crown had been sewn to her head, likely while she was still alive. No sexual crimes had been committed, pre or post-mortem. Along with Sakura's body was a note, written in straggly handwriting. It contained many disjointed phrases, some of which were not legible. Death is a distorted dream. She will forever rule, and ha-ha, those which die are the lucky ones. A match to the handwriting was never found. Oshiro Hayato and Hina. These two were the last of the killings, and the least gruesome. Hayato and Hina were siblings and very close. Hina was the elder sister and was very stubborn. Her younger brother Hayato was very smart and had skipped a grade, causing him to be in the same class as his beloved sister. The two rarely fought, as most siblings tended to. The two were found dead in their beds on April 4, 2005. The cause of death was a lethal injection. The children's bedroom window was open, and it was deduced that the killer snuck in quietly enough to kill the two without waking them, then snuck back out. Each child held half of an Ace of Hearts playing card that, when put together, would spell out the word Alice. One very smudged footprint was found on their carpet, but closer inspection was made impossible by the severe damage done to the print. This was the only piece of evidence, other than the playing card left at the scene. A year later, the mother of Hayato and Hina committed suicide out of grief. Their father, who is still alive to this day, is going through extensive therapy to get over the death of his entire family. At this moment, he is extremely depressed and heavily medicated. Shortly after the death of the Oshiro siblings, a man named Suzuki Yuto was arrested for the murders. He was a bum with many mental health issues, who claimed to not remember where he was at the time of any of the murders. Most damning of all, he was seen wearing a coat that had belonged to Yamane Akio. A bit of blood on the sleeve tested positive to be his. Yuto, who was raving at this point, claimed that a demon black man with no face had given him the coat. Yuto was eventually released when a homeless shelter 5 miles from the Kai house claimed to have Yuto in their files for the night of Sakura's murder. Since there was no way for him to get to where she was abducted and back without being noticed, Yuto was released. On April 30th of 2008, a producer named as Yagami P uploaded his first song to Nico Video, called Hitobashira Arisu, translated roughly as Alice of the Human Sacrifice. This song is believed to be based off the Alice killings. It tells the story of a little dream who lures people into its world, and then goes on to tell the story of each Alice. The song has a few parallels with each killing. The first Alice, depicted as Mako, was trapped in the woods, which is where Megumi's body was found. The second Alice, depicted as Kaito, was a singer who was shot by a madman. The third Alice, depicted as Hatsune Miku, was well-loved and became the country's queen, and was taken over by a distorted dream. The fourth Alice, depicted as Kagamine Rin and Len, was a pair of twins regarded as one Alice. They were described as a stubborn big sister and intelligent younger brother. It also speaks of how they were yet to awaken, a possible reference to them dying in their sleep. In addition, the suits of the cards found with each body were also mentioned. Yugami P has not stated for sure if this song has any relation to the Alice killing, but it is widely assumed.